My sheep hear my voice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today I'm thinking about, because of the Mass, about a little bit about Christmas and the stable. You know, we have the stable set up for all the 40 days of Christmas, and of course the animals are there. But then also, not only the stable, but also school and a schoolroom, a classroom. You see, today was a kind of a testing day for the students, the catechumens they were called, who were going to be baptized on Holy Saturday, about how well they knew, and especially how well they were keeping the Ten Commandments, so they could become Catholics. And today in spirit, we go with them to this ancient church in Rome where they used to have this Mass, and it's called the Church of St. Marcellus. And, oh, it's a windy day. Someone's got the doors and the windows open, and there's a lot of breeze today. We'll have to hope that that would be the breeze of God the Holy Ghost. Well, we go in spirit to this Church of St. Marcellus. Do you remember his story? He's a saint in January during the Christmas season, and he's the saint. He was a pope just at the end of the great persecutions, and the emperor arrested him for being a Christian and for being the pope, and he made him work in the public stables of Rome. He had to take care of horses, basically, I think. But he was an elderly man, and it was killing him, so his priests hatched a plot, and he was able to escape. And then he went to see a friend of his who was a lady named Lucina, and Lucina made her house into a church, and that's where the Church of St. Marcellus still is today. She turned her house into a church, and when the emperor found out about that a few months later, he seized that house church, and he made that into a stable, and he put animals on the inside, and that's where the pope died, taking care of the animals. Probably he didn't mind because he would have been very holy and very humble. And after all, our Lord was born with the animals. And we should be thinking about animals a little bit today, I'm thinking. Now, in the gospel, it's Christmas time. Only they didn't have Christmas back then, did they? Because our Lord was still alive. He hadn't yet died on the cross and then gone home to heaven. But it was Christmas time. It's a kind of a feast day that the Jews keep still today. They have, it's called Jewish Christmas sometimes, the Jews who don't believe in Jesus, which is very sad. And they don't honor his birth or his death or resurrection or anything. Well, they have a feast day of their temple just before usually we have Christmas, and it's in December. So that means it's winter, and that's where the gospel happened. It happened in the temple, and it was a winter day. In the Holy Land, winter usually means a rainy day, but kind of chilly, a bit like today, a little bit windy. And our Lord was walking back and forth outside the temple under a porch called the Porch of Solomon, and he was teaching the people, only his students were being very bad. I mean, not your usual bad of not paying attention or something like that, or talking out of turn. They were being very bad because they didn't want to learn from our Lord. What they wanted to do was to trap him, to try to hear something from him they could use against him and put him to death. Now, our Lord knew that because he's God and he knows all things. And so our Lord was very careful not to give them anything they could use against him. So it's a little bit sort of a tense classroom scene there, really. That's what's going on in the gospel today. And our Lord is teaching them as he walks back and forth, because in the old days, especially in Greece, that's what the teacher would do. And sometimes teachers still do that today. They walk back and forth and they ask questions and answer questions, which is an excellent way to learn, but you have to want to learn. And these Jews didn't want to learn. And after a while, they started getting very angry with our Lord. And the same thing as in Sunday's gospel, they were going to pick up stones and stone him to death, only they couldn't because our Lord's time had not yet come. Our Lord says in the gospel today, speaking about stables, what's one of the animals in a stable? the sheep, right? The lambs and the sheep. In fact, our stable usually has quite a few, if you notice that. We have a nice collection of sheep, a real flock of them, and they're sort of all around the crib because Jesus is what? The Lamb of God, and our Lord is the Good Shepherd, and we have to be his sheep. And our Lord says in the Gospel today, "My sheep hear my voice." And then our Lord says, "I feed my sheep, and I lead them. I lay down my life for them." So that's three things about sheep. So we could sort of be in a stable today with our Lord for the Holy Mass. And we have to tell our Lord, "Dear Lord, please make me to be like your sheep, to listen to your voice, to be obedient to you. And I know, dear Lord, you will always take care of me no matter what might happen. Doesn't make any difference. I'll hear your voice and I'll follow you because our Lord loves us so much that he lays down his life for our sheep." Speaking of animals, I was reading an interesting story today, children, about St. Philip Neri and a dog. Did you know that St. Philip Neri had his own pet dog for about 15 years, and the dog was very attached to St. Philip. One time, a nobleman came, and back then people used to travel with their dogs, as sometimes people still do today. Well, a nobleman came to see him, and he brought his dog with him, and St. Philip, when he saw the dog, said hello to the dog, because saints get along very well with animals. And he petted the dog a little bit, and then he got talking to the nobleman. Well, when it was time to go home, the dog didn't want to leave the saint. And the nobleman had to put the leash on him and kind of pull him and make him go home with him. But as soon as he was unleashed at home, he trotted right back to St. Philip Neri's church and to his apartment where he was living, and he wanted to stay with him. And eventually, they just had to let the saint keep the dog. Well, St. Philip was very kind to the dog, of course, but he used the dog as a way of teaching important lessons to important people. Because St. Philip was a great saint and very holy. People came to see him about holy things, and they would have discussions and so forth. But St. Philip wanted everybody to stay very humble. And as a way of keeping people humble, especially if they were cardinals or princes or maybe generals in the army, important rich people too, he would say, "See my dog over there? Why don't you go pet my dog for me?" And sometimes he would say, "Oh, you know what? I think my dog needs a bath. Would you mind giving him a bath?" And then he would say to people sometimes, "Oh, and let's go for a walk, and I want you to carry my dog in your arms." Well, that looked kind of silly, especially for someone who was very wealthy and important. But they had to be what? Humble. And they had to be obedient. The dog, of course, was loving every minute of it. He didn't mind. Being a dog, he didn't exactly understand what they were up to. But St. Philip used to use his dog to teach important lessons to very important people. So too, children, our animals can teach us lessons. The lamb teaches us a lesson of being pure and innocent, doesn't he? And not fighting back or biting or things like that. And the dog teaches us an important lesson. Dogs are very, very loyal, aren't they? And they're loving, and they want our attention, and we have to take good care of them. Well, that's something about the stable. At every Mass, dear Jesus comes down right into our midst. And even if we're misbehaving and being bad students and not paying attention to him, never mind. Our Lord is there. He's the true Lamb of God. If I could be an animal serving our Lord, what kind of an animal would I like to be? That's a good thought today. But in any case, remember, you already are. You are? Yes. You are his sheep. And he's your shepherd. And you hear his voice. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.